The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Good morning and welcome to the Not-for-Profit Notebook. I'm your host, Christine Rolando, and I'm also the executive director of Literacy Orange. So some of you probably know something I'm very passionate about. And that's reading. Reading is probably a hobby, but more importantly, I think a lifestyle. So reading impacts communities. That's a little tagline that we have at Literacy Orange. I remember one time sitting in a meeting saying, we must impact our communities. And funding, I tell the story, funding will be cut. I said to another colleague of mine, well, if reading doesn't impact communities, what does? Could you imagine going through the day and not being able to find your way, read the signs, read the directions on a medicine bottle or the directions for a recipe? You know, it could be quite challenging. And we do know that 1 in 5 adults in Orange County read below a fourth grade reading level. But let's get back to that in a moment. But today we're going to have a special guest, and I'm going to have her join us in a moment. Is she on the phone? Yes. All right. So welcome. I have a special guest, Dr. Danielle Lowell. And Danielle is the founder of Baby Step, Inc. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm great. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day today. I know you're probably working with the kiddies today as well, right?
Yes, they're actually at lunch right now, so I had a few minutes. I figured I'd spend lunch with you.
Oh, I'm so glad you did. So the time's going to go really quick, so I want to cover a lot. So just give me 1 minute, because before we get started, I just want to thank our sponsor, and that's the J. and Carol Anthony Autism Foundation. And did you know April is Autism Awareness Month? So this weekend, I know there's a huge event in Middletown called Light Up for the Blue. It's at the Holiday Inn, and I know they do prizes, raffles, food, all sorts of events, and it's a free event, but we want you to come by, and we want you to bid on some items and support autism. That's 4 o'clock, and I'm going to give the contact. That's Erin at VTBevents.com, and I'll repeat that again later on, but Erin at VVictorTTomBboyEvents.com. So come on out and support Autism Awareness Month, and thank you again to Jay and Carol Anthony, Autism Foundation. So, Dr. Lowell, congratulations. I know how hard you've worked on this project for many years. But I, if you don't mind, I just want to ask you a few questions and fill our listeners into how this came about from you. I know you're a kindergarten teacher, so how did this project start?
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Basically, I've been a kindergarten teacher. This is my 17th year with the primary grades, and I noticed that a lot of my kids were coming in with a lack of exposure to books in early childhood. And when I would have parent-teacher conferences, I realized that it wasn't neglectful. It was just a lack of knowledge that was out there for parent awareness on how effective reading can be. The earlier, the better.
Well, doesn't education start when they go to kindergarten?
Not at all. Yeah, so the more, basically, we're just trying to get the message out there. So I tried to communicate my message in a number of ways and was having trouble. So in 2011, we created a nonprofit called Baby Step, Inc. And basically, we work with ORMC presently, and we give brand new babies, so newborn babies, their first baby board book.
So ORMC, what's that?
ORMC is Orange Regional Medical Center here in Middletown.
Right. So for our listeners,
we would like to definitely, we would like to expand in the future, but right now we're still new and we're still learning and we're trying to even meet the demands because there are so many babies born each month. And currently we just fund the project by ourselves. So it's fun. It's a passion of mine and I have a wonderful board that's working together and we're just trying to increase knowledge in the area.
So I remember when you first came to my office and you said, I wanted to start this not-for-profit, and I looked at you probably and said, oh, no, another not-for-profit. But you had already did some due diligence and you had already had the experience and the passion from your project that you did in Dublin, which I'd like to ask you about in a minute. And I think you did that project way back in 2006. So
correct.
Started way before 2011. Tell us about your trip to Dublin and how that all came about.
Absolutely. In 2006, I worked in classrooms and with administrators in Dublin. I also worked in Oxford and in London in different classrooms. And through that process, I was talking to the administrators to see the differences in early childhood. And the one thing that I noticed right away, in Dublin, each school district had something called like a homeschool liaison. And basically, every time a baby was born in that area, someone from the school district would check in with the parents at first once a month and then once a year to make sure that they provided any support that they needed, and that they were teaching the letters of the alphabet and counting and just reading to the baby.
Let me back up. Was that a volunteer that when the baby was born, the volunteer went to the hospital or went to the family? How did that work?
It was actually someone in the school district. Go to the new parent's home. And they would just, you know, short visits, they said, but they would just make sure if the parents had any questions or needed any support, at least they had a professional there to guide them.
Very interesting. And it was usually successful, was it not?
Well, at least when the children were coming to school over there, they were coming in with that solid foundation of letters and sounds and book exposure. And as an inner-city school district, some of my kindergartners come in, some very knowledgeable and already sounding out words where other kids have never even held a book before. So it's a wide difference in ability when they start. So I think through Baby Step, we're just sharing awareness so that children are being read to hopefully earlier, and we're also providing outlets where they can go for free books because a lot of times books can be expensive. So they're are many resources out there, but we just have to get that information out there to the people that need it.
Well, I met with someone this week, possibly as a sponsor to support the books, because I know when you and I and the board had talked, there's 180 babies, is it a month born?
Yes, approximately.
So that means we need 180 books a month, and plus we have wonderful volunteers that help put that together, right, at the senior citizen home.
So yeah, we got very lucky, because to be honest with you, in the beginning, the first couple of years, in the baby gift bag, it's the baby board book, as well as a pamphlet that I created, which is just easy tips for parents, like talking about the pictures in the book and things that we might take for granted, but just to be shed, like pointing to the word, asking questions, even for little babies, just talking about the animals on each picture. And we also have some additional information in there. So at first I was organizing those baby bags in my kitchen, and it got a little bit crowded, and I was lucky enough to have you suggest having the seniors at the promenade help to organize the bags.
And they love doing that, too. I think it's a project.
And they have so much fun. And we really just sit around the table, and we kind of like an assembly line. We organize the gift bags, and then one of us goes to pick them up and deliver them to the hospital.
So we can always use volunteers. So we want to encourage our listeners to reach out to Danielle. How would they get in touch with you if they wanted to get involved?
There's a number of ways. Actually, if they want to check out the website, it's www.babystepinc.org, and that's baby, D-A-D-Y, step, S-T-E-P, inc, I-N-C, .org. They can also email me at babystepinc@yahoo. And I'll even give the phone number, 845-524-4490. So any way that's most convenient, we always welcome help. In addition, right now, to be honest, most of the books that we're getting, I usually look for quality books at the dollar store because it's a start. And as you said, at 180 babies per month, currently, if we're able to get books at the dollar store, it's the books. We need the baby gift bag, the tissue paper, the paper and the ink to print the pamphlets. So currently, we're doing all that ourselves, but that's all that goes into it. So even if anyone sees a good quality dollar store book, if they even just drop us an email, recently I've seen great baby books, and I went to every Family Dollar in the area to pick them up. So we were able to get a mass distribution of, I think, 350 books because I bought whatever I could find.
Isn't that wonderful? Now, I'm reading something that was on the website, and I've seen this before, but you talk about you're a kindergarten teacher, and you said it's very clear on that first day of school when a child comes in through the door. What do you assess from that? What do you do? What do you know?
What I usually do, we're lucky enough in Middletown, we have a first day K. So when the kids come in, they come in with their parents. And one of the things that I like to do with them is after I get to know them and we do an activity, I have the children come over on the carpet to read a story with me. And the parents are in the room, so it eases the separation. But when I'm reading, I'm able to tell which kids were read to just from my experience, because the ones that were read to, they seem to be engaged and attentive right away, where some of the other ones, even when I hand them a book, they're not even sure how to pick it up. So as a teacher, and I've spoken with my colleagues before, they also have recognized this factor, and that was another contributing idea when I started Baby Step Inc.
Well, you said something that we take it for granted is when a child picks up a book, knowing which way to even turn the book, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you think that that's something that's innate, but, you know, the parent does have to model that. And how exciting when the mom, a new mom, learns. I mean, those pamphlets are great because they give informational material about expression and working with your baby as you did with your study. Let's talk about your study also. You just finished a study, right? So let's tell our listeners a little bit about the study that you did.
I'm still very excited about it. I completed my dissertation study in January, and basically what I did is I invited infants between the ages of 14 and 28 months old, and it was actually worldwide.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cut you off because we're going to just hold that thought, and we're going to discuss that in just a moment, okay? So don't go anywhere. Just don't go anywhere.
Literacy Orange is a not-for-profit agency serving our community since 1981 and is dedicated to raising the literacy rate in our communities through small adult groups and one-on-one tutoring. Literacy Orange evaluates speaking, reading, and writing skills and matches each student with a specific tutor based on their criteria. Literacy Orange provides training workshops for all their tutors to ensure success and a positive outcome. The fact is, in the United States, there is an estimated 30 million people over the age of 16 that cannot read better than an average elementary school-aged child. Literacy Orange continually maintains a waiting list of adults who need to be matched with a volunteer tutor. The ability to provide each of these students with a volunteer tutor is critical to their mission of improving lives through literacy. The dedication of your time would mean the world to many and would change their lives for the better. The old saying of give a man a fish and you feed him for one day, but teach a man to fish and he eats for life is what Literacy Orange is all about, feeding their lives through teaching and tutoring. For more information and to learn how you can become a tutor or a student, contact Literacy Orange, which is located at 11 Center Street in Middletown, with satellite offices in both Newburgh and Port Jervis. Call 845-341-5460 for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Nathan Johnson, your Orange County friendly farming family physician from Crystal Run Healthcare. Join me every Tuesday at noon on Road to Liberty, where you will learn the Blue Zone longevity secrets of fitness in mind, body, and spirit on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
We're back. It's Christine Rolando here, the host of the Not-for-Profit Notebook and the Executive Director of Literacy Orange. And today I have a special guest, Dr. Danielle Lowell. She's the founder of Baby Step Inc. Hello, Danielle. You back?
I'm back.
Great. So we were just talking about your dissertation and the project that you just completed, which we're so proud of you. And tell us
a little bit
about the project with the babies.
Absolutely. Well, when I started my study, I wanted to incorporate some more research for what we do with Baby Step, because even though as kindergarten teachers we universally believe that kids come in better prepared, there was no solid data out there to prove that. So I started exploring different options, and I got a good team together, and we decided to measure the attention span and the engagement skills of infants that were being read to over a 28-day study. So basically, I recruited, even though I sent out thousands of flyers and I spoke with thousands of different people, I should say hundreds actually, through the internet, I would say probably about 95% of our infants came through social media, actually more like 98%.
98% through social media, interesting.
Yeah. So, but the great part about that was that we had infants that came from Europe, we had, Australia, all throughout the United States. We had Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Puerto Rico.
My goodness.
Yeah, so we had a wide range, even Finland, because Finland is one of the countries I like to study because they have 100% literacy rate as well.
Oh, my, that's where we need to be. So if we keep doing this with baby steps, maybe Literacy Orange will be out of a job where one in five adults aren't illiterate. So we're starting
babies out there to help. That won't happen.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So all over the world. So you said you collected the data to show how a mom can impact their baby from reading. So tell us a little more. It's so interesting.
Thank you. Well, basically what the mom would do, she would read. There were selected books, one for each day of the week. It was a 28-day study. So this way, every Wednesday, all the infants in the study were reading the same book, which was Brown Bear, Brown Bear. And on the first day, the middle day, and the last day, which was day 1, day 14, day 28, mom would just record that reading session with her phone or her iPad and then email it to me. And I would score it by looking at the video first to score it for attention span. And I would watch the baby's eye movement. If the baby's eyes were looking at either the reader or the book, it counted. And if they looked away, I would calculate that. And then I would watch the video again for engagement behaviors. And those were things like reaching for the book, trying to turn the page, vocalizing and smiling, because I really wanted to show that this is an enjoyable
experience. Oh, yeah,
smiling
is an outcome for sure, right?
Yeah, and the results were better than I could have imagined, because I had an intervention group, and those were the babies that were read to every single day for 28 days. But I also had a control group, and those babies were only read to on the first day, the middle day, and the last day. And the cool part is the intervention group, not only did they astronomically exceed the expectation in growth of attention span and engagement, the control group actually had a decrease in attention span, and they had a pretty constant score for engagement. So at first I thought they would stay the same, but they actually had a decrease. But the scores in general, I have, even though the study was for babies between 14 and 28 months old, I had a mom that was interested in participating. She had done the study with her 2-year-old toddler, and she was pregnant at the time. So when that baby came, she asked if she could do the study with the newborn.
Okay, so she had the baby on her, the young child on her lap. The baby, she was pregnant with the pregnant with the baby. You're saying, interesting.
So when the baby actually was born, she asked if she could do the study with the newborn. And even though I couldn't use the data, I was very interested in what I would see. And to my surprise, at 22 days old, the baby has significant growth in attention span and engagement.
22 days old. Incredible.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah. Okay, so how many babies were in this study?
150.
150 babies from all over the world. So, so this is great resource material. And I know at Literacy, we always look for adult literacy. You know, it's always you have to show the data and you have to show the outcome and the impact. So this is critical. And I think this is just the beginning of, I know you're not going to go back and do another study, I don't think anytime soon, but this is continuing laying the foundation of what other teachers or other people involved with literacy need, right? I mean, this is information we need.
Yeah, we're actually considering right now conducting the study with infants that are from birth to 14 months old, since we started the other study at 14. So it's not as formal as a dissertation study, but I'm still kind of continuing on that trend to see if the data holds still. The one important thing I forgot to mention is one of my research questions was I was trying to show that regardless of economic or demographic background, that children that are read to every day would have an increase in their attention span and engagement.
Wait, say that again. Say that again for our listeners. Listen up. This is important.
Sure. So basically, I wanted to show that every child, regardless of economic or demographic background, would grow by reading to them every day.
Mm, powerful.
So it didn't matter where you came from or what your economic status was, this is an intervention. This is something that everyone can do that would help their children.
And what I find, too, is that moms that come through adult literacy, through Literacy Orange, one of the things they usually you do an intake and you say, what is it, a goal? And they say, I want to be able to read to my baby, or I want to be able to read to my child. And we're talking about a Brown Bear, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Brown Bear, a simple book. That's an easy book that any of us could read to a baby or to a child.
And absolutely. And that's a good point, because even for parents that may not be able to read, if they don't know, or if they're reading in a different language, which is another misconception. I teach ENL, which are students that are learning English for the first time. And many of the parents would state that they didn't read to them when they were younger, thinking it would be confusing for them because they speak in a different language. And that's very false. No matter what the language background is or whatever, how many languages they're going to be learning, any kind of early childhood literacy is extremely beneficial to brain development.
Brain development, so, yeah.
And with, you know, people that aren't able to read, that little baby doesn't know that you can't read, so you just talk about the pictures. It's really the conversation, it's engaging them, and it's talking about things. So, and it's your baby, so you don't have to worry. There's no audience that you're worrying about. You can be silly, have fun, and it's so important.
And modeling. What about role model, right? I mean, it's your modeling.
Yeah, if you look at the website, there's one of my favorite pictures on there. And once again, the moms, I do have a Baby Step, Inc. Facebook page, which they're welcome to follow, and I put updates on there. But there's a little guy who has to be probably, I would guess, about 16 months old, and he's sitting in a little tiny recliner holding up a newspaper crossing his legs.
I saw that.
So clear that, you know, somebody modeled that for him. Just like students in our classroom try to act like the teacher, try to act like the mom or dad, they practice what they see.
They absolutely do. So reading is, it does impact communities. There's no doubt about it. And let's just talk a little bit about the brain development. It builds stronger brain cells when you read, right? It develops the oral language skills you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it creates a larger prior knowledge bank. What is that all about?
Basically, when we learn something new, we need to grab onto something that we're familiar with so that we can build upon it. That's called scaffolding. So it's like a little staircase. So by reading different books, let's say, for example, here in Middletown, we're not necessarily close to the ocean. So if we're reading to them books about the ocean, about sharks and different things like that, that other communities might find a second nature, like a coastal town, we're exposing them to that information that they wouldn't normally have. So they're building their prior knowledge. You're building experiences for them to grab from in the future. And whenever they learn something new, you know, with a little kid, they'll ask you, especially toddlers, they'll ask you to read the same book over and over and over again. And even though as an adult that could get tiring, it's really great for the child because they're hearing that repetition and they might be memorizing it. So if they read The Cat in the Hat 50 times and they point to the word cat 50 times, they'll start to make that connection as they learn their letter sounds in the future.
Oh, and so important, right? Phonics and the letter sounds is going to impact them for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know even some of the adults that come through, they'll say, "Oh, I never learned that. I don't know phonics." So they really struggle with building upon the foundation that was missing.
Yeah, and just regular conversation is things that we might take for granted that are very important. For example, if you want your child to get something from get a glass near the window, there's different levels. Some parents might say, "Can you get that?" Other parents might say, "Can you get the glass over there?" And other parents could say, "Can you get the glass over by the window that's next to the marble container?" And the same action is required, but you're exposing them to so many more vocabulary words that way. And when they answer you, they shouldn't just shake their head. Yeah, try to probe them to answer you in sentences, because that also develops their mouth muscles.
Their what muscles?
Their mouth.
Their mouth oral
muscles. Language acquisition,
oral language,
you know?
Yeah. Oh, we need to have you back and just do a whole segment on this, you know, because I know with adult literacy, but here's these young moms that can really impact their child for a lifetime by starting early.
And everything on my website is free. I do this because I'm trying to make a difference, and I believe that a lot of parents out there just need that information. So anybody that has any questions, everyone from my study I still keep in touch with, they email me. I used to teach at SUNY New Paltz for about 10 years. I still have good relationships with my former students. So, I mean, my email is always open if anyone has any questions.
Let's go ahead because we're going to wrap up. Let's give the website again, please.
Sure. It's www.babystepinc.org, and that's BabyStepInc.org.
Dr. Danielle Lowell, founder of Baby Step Inc., we're so happy that you came today to share this important message about reading to your babies early. And I, again, want to just thank you. And I want to remind our listeners, Literacy Orange will be hosting a Scrabble event and a spelling bee in Goshen. And matter of fact, Danielle, you're one of our judges. So
yes,
we're happy to...
It's
February, May 6th and 7th. That's going to be the Noah Webster weekend in Goshen. So we're looking for... Right? We still have openings for spellers,
absolutely,
don't we?
If anyone's interested, just have them go. They can go to the flyer to register. Actually, I believe that's Orange Literacy. You probably have that link for them to register.
LiteracyOrangeNY.org.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much, listeners. And Danielle, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.